Other electric cars run simply on recharged batteries, and the Volt certainly has that option.
That's the sound of the vehicle powering up with all the graphics, and you can see on the information center it's telling me right away how much battery power I have left.
General Motors spokeswoman Sharon Basil starts the quiet electric motor of the Chevy Volt and describes its driving range. The Volt typically can go about 35 miles before needing a recharge from a standard household electric current. After that, the car's gas-powered engine can take over and allow people to drive more than 300 miles on gasoline. Basil says that flexibility is what makes the Volt attractive.
We like to say you don't have range anxiety, where you're always thinking about, okay, how much further can I go before I run out of electric power? And you can go 370-some miles on a state of charge and a tank of gas.
Some car review magazines have raised minor design and handling concerns about the Volt, but as she took the car for a brief spin, Basil touted the ride.
Oh, yeah, I love the quietness of the Chevy Volt. It's got a peppiness to it, and that's the electric boost.
Another concern about the Volt is its price tag. It sells for about $39,000, though there's a $7,500 federal tax credit. Pewaukee resident Bradley Fons is co-founder of Drive Smart Wisconsin, a group that teaches people how to drive safely and more fuel efficiently. As much as Fons welcomes the Volt to the greener car lineup, he does worry that it may be too expensive for some drivers.
That is out of the range of the average individual who's going to buy it, and people are going to be hesitant about whether this technology is sound and whether it's going to be around for a while and whether GM is going to support the technology. So there are going to be a lot of if, ands, or buts.
Chevrolet contends the upkeep for the Volt will be no different than for conventional vehicles, and that it will be cheaper to recharge the battery and buy some gas than it will be to fuel a gas-only car. But Bradley Fons urges potential buyers to do their homework, looking at things like their driving habits, local electricity prices, and where they might recharge the battery if they're trying not to use the gasoline engine.
We do not have the infrastructure of charging stations either at people's jobs or where they shop.
Ron Kogan of the magazine Green Car Journal says he's confident that the public will learn how to use combination cars like the Volt and that the plug-in infrastructure will catch up, especially if GM also uses the electric and gas options in some other models. Kogan says there seems to be a broader commitment to making the electric vehicle work than during a previous attempt in the 1990s.
It's a government commitment of funding, and it's a commitment on the part of automakers to make this into a real market-driven thing.
That said, Kogan adds that the electric car batteries remain very expensive, leaving it uncertain if vehicles like the Volt will go mainstream or be part of a niche market. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.